Hi guys, just about a 10-minute ramble about nothing in particular. Just want to say, first of all, I want to put my apologies out to Sam and Kate and all of you guys who know me on Facebook who see the post from the other week. That was unforgivable. I'll explain what went through my mind because I think I owe it to everybody for that. Sam and Kate already know, but I'm going to open up and just let it out because I think it's just a good idea to just go through what was going on in my tiny, numb, useless mind at the time that Facebook post was even thought of. I'm not one for handling change very often, or very good. I can handle a small change. If I'm said, oh, we're going to be going, you know, we're going to be, you know, I'm moving away, but it's going to be January. So, don't, you know, we're going to do Christmas, we're going to do whatever. That's fine, because I can say, well, that's one equation in the whole thing. It's, you know, I know that, yes, we're going to be moving, and it's going to be in January. So, I can handle that and prepare for it. What happened was kind of a twofold situation. Initially, Sam was going to be moving away in January, but then obviously when she went to spend time with Kate, which was a plan that was off the hoof, I was fine with that because I figured, well, you know, you guys are going to get together, so doing that basically means that you're dedicated to each other. You know what you want to do with your lives. You've got all your years ahead of you, and you can, you know, you're going to see a lot of each other. So hell, you know, when your relationship's just starting, you pay him a visit. Well, that was fine, and that was done halfway through the visit, which I thought, well, okay, there's nothing I can do about this. I've got another week to look after the birds, which was fine. I could do it. I was fine with that for the simple reason I was just sort of sat there thinking, well, okay, this sort of thing happens out of the blue. Because it had happened a short while after she'd gone, I sort of adapted to thinking, well, I've got another week to do these birds. That's fine. You know, I'd not thought of an emergency plan for Christmas. I honestly hadn't. I thought that I was going to end up having to go to my lots and do a pretty boring Christmas, which has steadily got worse over the years since my gran died. They don't even have decorations, guys. This is how bad things are. They don't even bother to get decorations nowadays. And it's so sad, and it's so boring. It's just another day to my family now. It's, you know, Christmas is a time, I like Christmas, I must admit. I like to do Christmas the proper way. I like to go the whole hog. And when Sam said that she was moving in December, she'd said initially that her and Kate were going to come up and we were going to do Christmas together this year, make it a cracker Christmas, you know, all of us together and have some fun. And then she was going to set about getting a place in January. Obviously, she was going to go down to Hereford again and see what was there, and you know, those two sort of start work, which I'd got that in my mind. I got that and I'd accepted it. I wasn't expecting what happened. I think that's what happened. I wasn't expecting Sam to come back to me and say, oh, I found a place in Leinster, I'm going in December. I hadn't expected that. I hadn't planned for it. With the birds, I'd been informed, you know, because I knew I was already looking after them, so that was fine. All I had to do was just extend what I was doing for another week. I was fine with that because I was already doing it. Because I hadn't even, you know, because I, you know, we hadn't started doing Christmas at this point, it wasn't something I was already doing. And of course, I reacted badly because I thought, well, great, you know, what am I going to do? I had totally thought nothing of the circumstance. And I should have done. I thought nothing of what people would feel, what people would think. And I should have done that. I should have stepped back and thought, well, if I can't do Christmas there, what is the alternative? You know, because last year I was going to do Christmas in Hereford, but my mum took ill, so I couldn't do that. So that was, you know, I should have thought, well, maybe I can do that, which it turns out that's what I'm going to do. You know, it turns out that that is the plan. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm doing. So, you know, I sort of admit to failing royally. And I admit to hurting people's feelings. I admit that I was wrong. I overreacted. I should not have posted that status. And I do deserve the outcome of the circumstances. That some people think bad of me now and won't bother talking to me ever again. That's fine. An action has an equal and opposite reaction, is what they say, I believe. I might be wrong. I can't remember the exact quotation. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That's the one. And that's, you know, rightly so, because, you know, I did wrong and I admit I did wrong. You know, I hadn't thought that there was an alternative plan. I just assumed the worst and thought, great, boring Christmas at home. Well done, you know. But if I'd have thought about it logically, if I'd have not jumped the gun, which I did, I could have sat back and thought, okay, so I need to reassess the situation. Things have changed. Tough luck. Get on with it. But I didn't. I launched into a load of crap, which I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have launched into that crap. I should have just thought, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm doing. And I need to ask about if there's an alternative plan for maybe going to Hereford on that. I didn't think about doing that. I should have done. And I didn't. But it turned out that when I cleared everything up with everybody, that there is an alternative plan. And I decided to run with it. So Christmas is going to be okay. In fact, it's going to be more than okay. It's going to be brilliant, as it was going to be. Just different people, that's all. Different plan, but still a great Christmas. Can't argue with that. Last Christmas was typical, much way well average. No Christmas tree. Just a Christmas dinner with flipping TV on all day long. This year it's going to be, you know, me, Lou, Lou's dad, Amy, you know, and then we're going to Amy's for New Year, so that's going to be absolutely freaking awesome. I'm looking forward to New Year. I have to say, I've got my new camcorder, which I'm taking to Scotland. I'm going to be taking my iPad with me, I think. I'm just looking forward now. You know, there's no use kind of going, oh, this is a lot of crap, because, you know, there's no point. You know, I can say all I like about what happened the other week. It's unforgivable. You know, and I admit to getting it wrong. And that's why I'm doing this boo, just to put it out there, that I admit to getting it wrong. I admit to getting a lot of things wrong. But I want to put them right. This is a new year. 2015 is a new year to put shit right that I've put wrong this year and years before. If people will let me in and let me explain and let me do this. Sam and Kate have. I know there's other people in the past that maybe won't. I don't know. I'm going to try. You know, I've got no option but to try. And try I will. Because I just figure, well, if I don't try, I'll never know. So there you go. I just feel that it's worthy of an attempt at putting things right and smoothing a lot of things over the last 3 or 4 years that I, you know, regret ever happening. You know, I've learned a lot over the years. I've got older and wiser, I think. Yes, the occasional hiccup still does happen when I get caught off guard, but I'm going to try and put that right this next year as well. Try and smooth that over. It's going to be a bit difficult, but I'm prepared to work on it. Because if I don't work on it, nasty circumstances are going to happen again and again and again. And it's not worth it. I might as well say, right, okay, I admit to being wrong. I admit to this, I admit to that. Let's put it behind us and try and smooth it out. So, without further ado, guys, I shall go and speak soon.